So now, without further ado, let's bring on our dear Dr. Leah with a one-minute health tip. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies.
How are you?
Great.
All right, what's my tip for today?
Well, I thought women should know some basics about breast cancer detection and pap smears. I get a lot of questions about that, and there's some real basics about it, other than vitamin D, which you mentioned. Vitamin D actually does protect against breast cancer. So one of the main things is a monthly self-exam, which a lot of us don't do. I don't do it every month always either, but it's something to do. So a good marker to do it is after your period starts.
What if you don't have a period?
If you're not having a period, then it doesn't matter. You know, Okay. Do it on the 10th of every month. Pick a date.
Right.
Of the month to do it, so that there's a specific time all the time. The reason I say after your period for women who are menstruating is that before our cycles, our breast can be more tender.
Right.
And so it's better to do it after that. The monthly breast exam, and actually finding out how to do a good breast exam on yourself at your doctor's office. There's different ways to do it. You can do it in the shower or laying down on the bed with your arm up. So there's different ways, and that's an important factor in knowing what your breast tissue feels like, so that if there is a lump or a change, then you know. And then mammograms, I wrote that they should be done as starting at age 50, but some women are at increased risk in their 40s.
Right.
Depending on their family history and kind of their own history.
Right.
Well, we're even hearing about, Dr. Leah, women now in their 20s and 30s getting breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, yeah. You know, it's so important that, you know, I believe you're paying attention to that from the time you're 18 years old.
Very young age. Mm-hmm. Even in puberty, it's a great time when a girl is developing to have her understand that she feels more comfortable.
Right.
So that's the biggest problem I think I see, is that women aren't comfortable doing this.
Right.
So yes, that's a great point, because it's very true. But aging is one of the biggest risk factors, especially in menopause, because our estrogens that are in our body that are more dominant when we're having our periods change. And the estrogen that's more dominant in menopause can increase the breast cancer tumors. And that's kind of a basic, there's a lot more to that. But that's one thing, is breast cancer, or self-exam for breasts. The other thing is pap smears. Pap smears women should have when they're about 18 or when they become sexually active. And if you know, whichever one starts first, I guess. But then after that, you get them every year for at least 3 to 4 years. And if there's no problems with your pap, then you can go for about 3 years. Now, the thing about that that's really important is if you're changing partners in our young ages, how some girls can do that, then you need to have paps every time, every year possibly. So the 3 years, the screening every 3 years, is a newer thing in the last 5 years. If you've had normal paps, you've been with the same partner, have never had any problems, then you can have go every 3 years and have one.
All right, Dr. Leah, but what if, you've got baby boomers listening and we've had hysterectomies. What do we do? You know, there is that blood test, CR125, I think.
CA125, you know what, that's really not accurate anymore.
Really?
It used to be used a lot for women that have had ovarian cancer, or possible risk of ovarian cancer.
Uh-huh.
But now they have found, or in the last several years, they've found that CA125 can also show up with other things.
So it's a false positive?
Not necessarily cancers, maybe inflammation or other things, so it's really not as accurate.
So what do you do if you've had a hysterectomy? Do you still need a pap smear?
Yes. Yes, because some doctors will leave the cervix.
Right.
And the cervix is what provides a lot of moisture to the, in fact, that's where all the moisture comes from, is in our vaginas, from our cervix. So some doctors will leave that, so you still need to get that checked. And even if you have had a full hysterectomy, cervix taken out as well, getting the tissue of the vagina checked is a good idea.
Okay, this is very good information. You just gave me the aha. I better make the appointment. Get in.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. And I recommend, there's certain places I recommend for mammograms, and I do paps.
You do paps?
Yes, I do paps not every year on women, but now I'm recommending everyone come in every 3 years. But it does depend on your risk factors, definitely.
Okay.
And we also check for HPV and do other cultures and bacteria, and also, you know, I look at all sorts of things, not just the pap part.
Okay, good.
Wonderful.
It's summertime, isn't it, Dr. Leah?
Yes, it is.
Her beautiful son is in the background. So why don't you give out your information, Dr. Leah?
I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And you can find me on my website at naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
Wonderful. And of course, you can go to chatwithwomen.com and click on her cute little picture, and there we go. So thank you so much for joining us
today. All right, have a great day.
You too.